Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme.
Shake your love, I'm just gonna shake your love.
Single by American singer, songwriter, actress Debbie Gibson, and that was Shake Your Love, which Debbie wrote herself. If memory serves, the dancing in the musical video was choreographed by Paula Abdul. And anyway, Shake Your Love was suggested as this week's opener by Neville Prendergast. Thank you, Neville. And if you have a favourite song that you would like to nominate as the show's opening track, just like Neville, let me know and I'll play it for you. Okay, next up is this week's challenge. A little earlier than normal, I know. And it's set by Miroslav Piapowski. He asked who had a guitar named after them, but never actually owned the model.
I'm another one. Yes, another one in love. Add another leaf to the leaves in the trees. Add another song to the sweet melodies. One more makes no difference. I'm another one in love with you. Add a little rain to the rains in the sky. Add another cloud to those clouds drifting by. One more makes no difference. I'm another one in love with you.
December of 1956, that was Add Another Leaf, which was written by Andy Grandinetti and recorded by the Mary Kay Trio. Now, known as the first lady of rock and roll for her guitar-driven calypso twang kind of swing music, Kay was a musical innovator who helped pioneer Vegas's lounge music. And Fender named a Stratocast model after her due to the lady and her band posing with a Strat after a set in one of the casinos. However, it wasn't her guitar. She preferred to use guitars made by the D'Angelico company. And thank you for the challenge, Miroslav. It certainly was an interesting one.
Feel like I'm made of a gingerbread. Now I finally got myself.
Mike Kerb congregation and the Sweet Gingerbread Man. Mike Kerb, interestingly, was MGM Records president at the time. So when he had that record released in 1970 and again in 1971, I don't think anyone was brave enough to argue with him. Oh, the perks of being in charge of a record company.
The day began just like another ordinary day, and in an ordinary way, I watched you hurry by. You looked so shy. I wondered how a passerby could make me feel that suddenly the day was really not so gray. And then I knew I'd found my love in you. You were the one who changed each moment into two. You were the fun that made each habit seem like new. You were the sunny side of living. Yes, it's true. Became our garden for a day. The cheap red wine rot over time. Remember how we fell in love, but you would only have believed that castles in the air survive. Although I knew I'd always love you. You were the one who changed each moment.
Multi-talented Marty Kane and You, the B-side of her 1978 single I've Never Been to Me. On the 4th of November 1995, Britain lost one of our much-loved stars, the likes of whom, sadly, we will never see again. Marty Caine was regarded as our Lucille Ball for our American cousins who perhaps aren't familiar with Marty. And it wasn't just because of her hair colour either. She was an extremely, extremely funny lady. She was a total sweetheart on and off screen, and the public recognises authenticity. And Marty Caine was certainly that. She was the real deal. We're off now to 1962 and a song written by a brother and sister duo, Inez and Charlie Fox, with two X's. And it's actually based on the lullaby Hush Little Baby. But you know this one, I'm sure you do. It's Mockingbird.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
To me.
1968 saw British band The Troggs telling us that love is all around us. Reg Presley, lead singer of The Troggs, wrote Love Is All Around in about 10 minutes, I believe, and it was inspired by a TV broadcast of the Salvation Army band Joy Strings performing an evangelical song titled Love Is All Around.
Of mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajuns, fires, wagons, butter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
By the one side is the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what game we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Los Angeles-based psychedelic rock band The Strawberry Alarm Clock are best known for that record we've just listened to. It's their 1967 hit, Incense and Peppermints. Now, The Strawberry Alarm Clock, I know, it's a great name, isn't it? They were a psychedelic rock band formed in 1967 with origins in Glendale, California, a city which is about 10 miles north of downtown LA. After undergoing numerous lineup changes, they sadly disbanded in 1971. Boo! But reformed in 1987! Hurrah! Oh my. It's a great name though, isn't it? I'd say it's brilliant. Now for Celine Dion. God bless you, dear lady.
The distance and spaces between us. You have come to show you. Go on. Near, far, wherever. And last for a lifetime and never let go till we're gone. Love was when I loved you. One true time I hold you in my life will always go. Once more, you open the
1987, that was the Floridian trio of Exposé and Let Me Be the One. American freestyle vocal group Exposé formed in 1984 in Miami, Florida, and they became the first group to attain 4 top 10 entries onto the Billboard Hot 100 since their debut album was released. Happy birthday wishes going out to Dina Tillerman. Hope you have a wonderful day, Dina, and all good wishes are being sent to you from all of us here at Sid Valley Radio. Now let's head to 1956 to meet two little girls called Patience and Prudence. They were two sisters who were a young vocal duo active between 1956 and about 1964.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me.
This is Roxy from Vixen, and you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie here on Sid Valley Radio. Rev it up.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answers that you want me to. Now when I talked to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your God in hand. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Thank you.
4 years away from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham joining them, that was the debut single from Fleetwood Mac. The lineup at the time was Pete Green on vocals and guitar, John McVie on bass, Danny Kirwin on guitars, Mick Fleetwood on drums, and Jeremy Spencer on piano. Interestingly, Mick Fleetwood bet Peter Green that this song would be a flop. And it went on to chart in both the USA and here in Britain. You know your stuff, don't you, Mick? Now let's go a little continental with Miss Eartha Kitt. Well, why not?
C'est si bon de partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits rien du tout, mais qui en disant long, en voyant notre mine ravie, les passants dans la rue nous envient. C'est si bon de gaieté dans ses yeux, une esprit merveilleux qui donnait le frisson. C'est si bon, ces petites sensations, ça vaut mieux que million. C'est tellement, tellement bon.
C'est bon,
voilà, c'est bon. Les passants dans la rue,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
Bras dessus, bras dessous,
c'est bon,
en chantant des chansons,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
Quel esprit merveilleux,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
C'est bon.
C'est bon.
Je cherche un millionnaire,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
Avec des
grands
Cadillac cars, mink coats, des bijoux jusqu'au cou,
c'est
tu
bon,
sais.
C'est bon.
C'est
bon.
Ces petites sensations.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Peut-être
c'est
quelqu'un
bon.
Avec un petit yacht,
c'est bon,
non?
C'est bon.
Oh, c'est bon.
C'est bon.
C'est bon.
C'est bon.
C'est bon.
C'est bon.
Vous savez bien que j'attendre quelqu'un qui pourrait m'apporter beaucoup de loot. Ce soir,
c'est bon.
Demain,
c'est bon.
La semaine prochaine,
c'est bon.
N'importe quand,
c'est bon,
si bon, il sera très
c'est bon.
Crazy, non?
C'est bon. C'est bon.
Voilà, c'était ma.
Eartha Kitt, back in 1953, and C'est si bon. She was backed by Henri René and his orchestra. Eartha actually spoke 4 languages fluently and sang in a total of 11 different languages on stage. I had the great pleasure of working with her in London when she took over the role of Carletta in Stephen Sondheim's wonderful stage show Follies. It really was a sort of comeback for Eartha, as she'd been quiet for quite a few years prior to taking over that role. And she went on to perform her one-woman show at the Shaftesbury Theatre to sell out houses for 3 weeks from the, I think it was mid-March 1989, after Follies closed. She was a really lovely lady, and it was a wonderful show to be part of. Oh, happy, happy days.
Ha ha, said the clown, as the king lost his crown, is the night. the night being tied on romance. Ha ha, said the clown. Is it bringing you down that you lost your chance? Ha ha, said the clown. As the king lost his crown, is the night being tied on romance?
In 1968, that was Manfred Mann and Ha Ha Said the Clown. It was sung by the song's composer, Tony Hazard. It was the second of three singles that Manfred Mann recorded to feature the electric mechanical musical instrument known as the mellotron. Now, I won't bore you with all the details, but basically a mellotron was an English invention, by the way. Hurrah! And it had a keyboard, and it was like an organ. And by pressing down and holding down the key, you activated a tape inside it, which contained sound effects and sound samples. I suppose it could be viewed as the first sampler and probably the first synthesizer. It was a fascinating device and very popular in the 1960s. The Beatles, I believe, used it on Strawberry Fields. Well, if you reside here in the kingdom, especially if you've got children...
Thank you.
From 1982, that was Susie and the Banshees and Fireworks. If you are attending an organised firework party or holding one of your own, then please be careful. Take full safety precautions, won't you? And please also ensure that the furry members of your family are safe and warm indoors tonight. It will be a terribly frightening night for them, so please do make sure that you keep them feeling safe and secure. Well, I'm afraid that's it for another week. Thank you so much for spending the last hour with me, and I sincerely hope that you will join me again at 2 p.m. next Sunday here on Sid Valley Radio, when we will be listening again to some more forgotten gems that were recorded on vinyl. Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which starts at the top of the hour, and then at 4 p.m. we have another old-time radio hour programme where we'll be revisiting radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thank you for your messages, as always, and I'll make sure that I reply to you all this week. Okay, so I'll see you in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance, and in the meantime, yes, she's here. Take it away, Winifred. See you next week.